This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Briefly, I want to pivot to college football, and we'll get to how the locals ended their seasons prior to the bowl games, at least for two of the teams, coming up tomorrow on the show. But the big story in sports over the weekend, honestly, was the flag planting that was going on after wins in the brawls that ensued and how each of the brawls were handled. It was a crazy Saturday in college football, most notably Michigan and Ohio State. Huge upset. I mean, Ohio State was a 19.5-point favorite. They lose at home to Michigan. And because of the expanded college football playoff field, it doesn't eliminate Ohio State. That's a whole other conversation. That's the only downside. That game didn't really mean that much in terms of playoff implications. Like, Ohio State is still in perfect position to get there. Ryan Day stuff, that's a whole different conversation. He once again can't beat Michigan even when they're on a down year. But the story that's getting national headlines, I'm talking about even out of sports. Like, you go to pick your favorite news outlet. They're talking about this game because of what happened afterwards. And now there's a discussion in college athletics about whether or not this flag planting should be allowed. So for those that don't know, after the game, you can take a listen to Gus Johnson. Michigan decided to plant their flag at midfield.
Ohio State field, and the Buckeyes rushed right to them. And now there's some skirmishes going on the field. An unsportsmanlike gesture.
Now, Gus Johnson on Fox, and I love Gus because we'll play some of his calls later on. He was incredible in the game.
Yeah.
Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt were acting like there was like a true like war crime was committed by planting the flag at midfield. Now, I understand Ohio State players probably actually feel like that is like a legit crime. I get it. The rivalry's intense. They just got done playing a football game. There's now seemingly a real conversation whether or not they should allow the flag planting. This is from Ross Dellinger over at Yahoo Sports. He said, quote, all of the flag planting madness is some college sports leaders suggesting that conferences should police such post-game incidents and that some believe that this will eventually result in fines and suspensions for players as an automatic thing going forward. This is because it also happened in, what, a North Carolina football game over the weekend.
Arizona State.
Florida State. I think there were four games. Yeah. Four games where this was a problem. Like, overall, like, we're talking about college kids showing emotion. Like, I don't think Ohio State should like that the flag got planted. But also, there's a point where, like, win the football game then. Like, there are consequences to losing. Then players got pepper sprayed, it looked like, after the game because they were struggling to separate. Players on both sides. You saw the video of Michigan players kind of, like, trying to rub, you know, pour water in their eyes to get the pepper spray out.
Yeah.
That's a tricky situation because on the surface, I'm with probably a lot of you, which is like, why are we pepper spraying 19-year-old college football players after a game? But I'll play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
And I would ask, when is it okay? Like, is the answer just it's never okay? Or like, when's the line have to be crossed? Because it wasn't just a little brawl for 15 seconds. This thing was going on for a couple minutes. You're talking about super athletic football players in pads. When does it stop? Like when someone rips their helmet off and tries to use it as a weapon? I'm just playing the other side for a second because I saw a lot of people mad that they're like, hey, did they really need to use pepper spray? And I honestly probably think they didn't as well. I'm with you. But for those saying like, hey, it's just the heat of the moment. Okay, like when is it go too far though? Like I just because they're in football pads, the game was over, mind you. I'm not talking about a fight in game. A fight in game, of course, it is what it is. A fight after a game at some point, there has to still be some like law and order, if you will. Like when is the line drawn? Is it after someone gets seriously hurt? Then we're like, well, you guys should have tried to separate. That's how they got them dispersed in that moment. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah. I think the pepper spray thing, I just think it was too far because to your, it's not like this hasn't happened before, though. Like, I understand that it was more of a big deal than it was previously. And credit, look, Michigan, credit to them for winning the game, and they wanted to go and plant the flag. Credit for Ohio State for standing up, you know, and being like, this is not going to happen on our field, and we're not going to stand for it. I do think that, was it escalated, though, because Fox just kept the TV screen on? Because I feel
the players didn't know the TV was on. I don't think that escalated.
I know. I'm just saying, is it a bigger deal because we saw more of it where, like the Florida State game, like they were getting into each other all game. And then that happened after the game was done. Like the Arizona State Sun Devils put the pitchfork into the A in Arizona, and there was a big scuffle and the whole deal with North Carolina and NC State as well. I just wonder if we saw it for a longer period of time than we normally would be shown it. So we felt like it was going on for a longer period of time.
I don't know the answer.
That might just be me, because it seems like everything was not okay, but they've handled stuff. They've had issues before Ohio State and Michigan, like in the locker room and all that stuff, and it hasn't gotten to, handled in a way without pepper spray, I guess.
Sure. I mean, there was an incident involving Michigan and Michigan State, or Michigan State, I believe, a couple years ago.
Yes.
Where a player got seriously hurt.
There was a
felony charge of assault, and that was like, and that player got kicked out of school and everything.
Yes.
That happened in the tunnel, if I'm not mistaken, in 2022 or something. Mm-hmm. This was on the field. Yeah, it was out in the open. I would say though, like we've seen brawls happen in sports, nothing new. This one dragged on for longer. Yeah, we all saw it, but like the actual brawl, I think, was longer. Some people were texting in, and I didn't see this, so I don't know if it's 100% true. A few people had texted in and said there was some reports out of Michigan that perhaps a referee or somebody was on the ground and they're worried they're getting trampled, and that's why the pepper spray was used. That's my point, is like, when is it okay? Like, if for people that were upset that pepper spray was used, that was like the immediate reaction, like, how dare they? I would ask, like, at what point is it okay? Like, are we supposed to just let somebody be trampled in that circumstance?
No. If somebody's seriously on the brink of being hurt, like you mentioned the helmet being ripped off situation, that, sure. I think then you escalate to that situation that you feel is necessary, and potentially it means pepper spray. I just think if they're pushing and shoving, they're ripping the flag off, if Jack Sarge ripping the Michigan flag off and everybody's pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say this. There needs to be some responsibility, though, for the coaches, the administrators, to be able to de-escalate it a little bit better so it doesn't get to that point. Like, I understand why the flag thing is a problem. But we saw it in Florida State. It didn't get to that point. I think, you know, the de-escalation of the situation. And I think the coaches hate. I think there's an aspect of the coaches hate the other coaches so much even still that who knows what goes on if they just allow. Ryan Day was just standing there as well the whole time. I don't know if you saw that video. It's a video of Ryan Day just standing there while everything's happening.
And I understand that he's out. I tweeted that very thing on Saturday. I was like, hey, why aren't some of the coaches trying to get everybody to the locker room? Easier said than done. I get it.
Correct.
Right? There's 100 athletes. But I have, like, don't act like we haven't seen it before where college basketball is way easier to do this because we're talking about, like, 12 players versus 100. But there's plenty of times where I have seen coaches when there's a little bit of brawl, like they'll fight, like, you know, they do the point to the locker room and they start rounding everybody
exactly.
up. And no, none of the coaches were doing
that's what
I'm
saying.
It got out of hand, and that's why this is being discussed. As far as, do we need to ban the flag plant?
No.
You know, I hate this overreaction right away to it.
No.
That seems silly to me. It is still, you know, it is still an emotional game, and it's right after. Like, everybody has their own philosophy. Like, would you personally go and plant the flag? I don't know if I would do that, but I'm also not 20 years old in the heat of a rivalry. I didn't just play a football game against a school that I absolutely hate, against a school that said we were cheating the year before, all this kind of stuff that was built up around said game.
Yeah. Like, your job's to de-escalate like that. And I think that's where, you know, Michigan and Ohio State got fined, I believe, $100,000, I think is what it was. Which, again, $100,000, really? That's nothing for those schools. But you got to de-escalate the situation as a head coach, as an administrator. Like, it's your job to kind of be a part of that as well as a head coach. Like, you're also on the field and doing your job, but you need to de-escalate the situation to your point of pointing to the locker room. Like, get to the locker room.
I didn't have as big of an issue with the way the pepper spray stuff and everything like that as other people did, clearly. Because I was like, my thing is just, at what point, like, are we just we're supposed to just let them continue to beat the hell out of each other after the game?
And maybe that's why the police officers felt the pepper spray was needed, because there wasn't any de-escalating of the situation. And
you see Greg Sankey's comments?
I think it's a judgment call. And I think that they didn't have to use it, but I understand why they did, I guess.
Did you see, was it Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC?
I did not see his comments. Well, what did he say now?
He said, quote, if you want to plant a flag, play capture the flag or join the military or you fly to the
gosh.
Moon. What an
tell your fans to stop throwing bottles on the field at players, please.
What an unrealistic quote, though. Like, what world, like, what planet is he living on? Like, just what a ridiculous quote that's out there. And yes, for the SEC commissioner to have that comment when Texas fans, who of course are now in the SEC, were mad with the call and were throwing stuff on the field. Like, don't take the try to play Mr. High Horse.
Please don't.
Greater than everybody else, kind of thing.
Steal other teams from other conferences. Take that's not good. So this whole like, I don't know. I don't even want to get into the whole thing from the text line regarding the thing.
About what?
About situation.
What?
They said the game is over. Stop assaulting people. So it's okay. So, hey, if
well,
somebody...
Drew, hold on, though. I think I agree to a certain extent.
I agree, too.
If the game... But, that's what I said. If the fight happens in the game, then yeah, obviously, like, the police officers aren't running on the field if it happens in the game. After the game, at some point, though, like, they're not playing the game anymore. Like, if a fight happens for 30 seconds, no, but, like... You can't just the police officers are supposed to just stand there and watch these guys fight each other for 5 minutes?
No, but I don't think the police officers had to pepper spray. I don't know. Look, I don't know how long they were on the field. Yeah. I don't know what it took for them to get to that situation. Yeah. What did it take for you? Like, they're on the field. I understand that. I think people should be, you know, in that situation. Get the hell off the field. The game's over with. You planted the flag. You made your statement. It's done. It's over with and be gone. You don't have to extend it further. Where I get why the pepper spray was used if they felt like they needed to use it. That's not the problem. It's just if that was if you resorted to that first, just
we'll
try to get
this,
off the field first, and then if you need to, then fine.
We'll get back to this a little bit later, I'm sure, on the show. It definitely has been a huge topic, even outside the sports world, with what occurred in college football over the weekend.